The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. They say it's a thin line between love and hate, but we're working every day to thicken that line, or at least make it a double or triple line. Now, here's your line-jumping host, Eric Metaxas!
Hey there, folks. Boy, have I got a guest and a subject for you. You tuned in on the right day. Don't tune in tomorrow or yesterday, because they're not going to be as exciting. It wasn't as exciting, and it will never be. But today, my guest is a friend, Jerome Corsi, who has written many books and done many things. The new book, it's simply fascinating. It is called The Final Analysis, The Assassination of John F. Kennedy, Forensic Analysis of the JFK Autopsy, X-rays Prove Two Headshots from the Right Front and One from the Rear. If you're familiar with the details of the John F. Kennedy assassination, you will understand that this is blockbuster stuff. So it's my privilege to say welcome, Jerome Corsi, to this program.
Well, thank you, Eric. Always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
There's so much to talk about, but let's just leap into the book here. What led you and your co-author, David Mantick, to write this book? What is the new revelation, or what is the... what is the headline?
Well, the headline is that there were two shots from the front, and David Mantick can prove it. David Mantick has a PhD in physics, and he had a PhD, an MD, and he's a radiation oncologist. He's been working studying X-rays for cancer patients for over 40 years, and he's seen the JFK skull X-rays in the archives more than anyone else. He's seen them 9 times. He did optical density measurements, which means he took a densitometer, which is a little machine. It sends a beam of light up through the X-ray, and you can measure how much light gets through the X-ray. It tells you what you're looking at. It's science. It's not. And the conclusion is all three of the X-rays that are in the archives today of JFK's skull have been forged. All three, they're not the originals. All three have been altered.
Now, this sounds like a conspiracy theory. Here's the problem. I'm sure it's true, but I want to drill down here for people that might be skeptical. And I also want to ask you, others have said in many books that there were two headshots from the front. In other words, the idea, to break it down for the young people who maybe never heard of JFK, he was a president in the early 60s. And he was assassinated in November of 63. And over and over and over again, the establishment, through the Warren Commission, wanted to push forward the idea of a single assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, from the book depository, which was behind the motorcade. So they're putting forward this idea that using a rifle, he shoots the president in the back of the head. Since then, there have been endless books written which pretty much say that's insane. It is obvious that that's not what happened. But what did happen, and there's so many books about that. So many people have said what you're saying in this book, that, look, that's nonsense. There were two shots from the front. So it asks the question, we have to ask the question, who shot from the front? Who was behind this whole thing? If it's not one maniac in the book depository, then there are others involved. Who is involved, and so on and so forth. So I want to unpack as much of that as we can. But what is the news in this book? In other words, other people have made a lot of these claims, but what makes this newsworthy, it sounds to me, is the fact that David Mantick has done forensic analysis that has not been done before. Is that it?
Well, yes, and he's been publishing it actually for 30 years, and he's well known in the JFK community, but he hasn't translated to the public because it's science. It's complicated. But what he's done is optical density measurements of the X-rays, which, for instance, they're alterations. On two of the lateral X-rays, there's two side X-rays, one side of the head to the other side. There's one front X-ray. You can see this big white patch. Well, optical density measurements are logarithmic. There's only a certain amount of light that can get through an X-ray. If it's too bright, it's like a building that's exceptionally tall. You can't build a building that's 10 miles high. Well, in certain X-rays, if they're too luminous, too bright, that's forged.
Okay, so the news, it seems to me, is that David Mantic, in doing this analysis, has proved that these X-rays of the skull of President Kennedy are, in fact, forgeries. Has anyone else made that claim before that they were forgeries? Obviously, they couldn't prove it, and he's proved it. But has anyone else before made the claim that these X-rays are, in fact, forgeries?
Well, his work has been confirmed by Dr. Chesser, for instance, another medical doctor who did optical density measurements of the X-rays and came to the same conclusions.
But my question is, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, have others said these X-rays can't be right? Has anybody made that claim?
It has been made. But the key thing about Dr. Mantic's work for 30 years, because he started looking at these X-rays in the 90s, is that his work has been considered definitive within the JFK community. This is accepted science, but only among those who are experts. So what I've decided to do as a best-selling author, this is my second book on the Kennedy assassination, one 10 years ago called Who Really Killed JFK, when I got into the politics, I decided I would work with David Mantic and we would make this accessible to the general public. So now this information, which is science and definitive, that the X-rays are fake, and in the X-rays you can see evidence, clear evidence of the frontal shots. If you look at the cover, you can see that blue arrow. The blue arrow, which comes in and hits at the right forehead,
yep.
Right? You can look across the top of the skull and you can see a bullet fragment. And we show the book's heavily illustrated. So at the front of that, right at the forehead, there's a lot of dust-like fragments of the bullet, which indicates an entry. The largest fragment of that bullet is in the back. And that means it's shot coming from the front to the back and
right.
Did not exit.
The question, of course, then becomes who forged these X-rays? How does one forge an X-ray? And who did this? And when did they do it?
Well, it was done probably by a guy named Ebersol, who was the X-ray technician. And it was done at the time. The government has held these X-rays in their possession 100% of the time. So if the alteration occurred, it was an official government alteration. The government was altering the evidence.
Okay, now who... When we say the government, who's the government? Who is telling this X-ray expert to alter these images in November of 1963? Who told him that and why?
The alteration started almost minutes after the assassination, and it's been a consistent pattern throughout. When the limousine pulled into Parkland Hospital after JFK was shot, the Secret Service began washing down the blood splatter in the back seat immediately. They brought over pails of water. They destroyed the crime scene. There was a bullet hole in the windshield that was seen at Parkland Hospital from the front. And immediately the Secret Service cordoned off the limousine and would not let people photograph it. So the alteration started in the first minutes of the Kennedy assassination.
So you believe that that was intentional?
Yes, absolutely.
And where did the order come from?
Well, again... the orders came from the CIA was involved because the CIA was altering evidence, and Alan Dulles was on the Warren Commission and suppressed evidence. We've documented that very thoroughly, and also my first book documented that very thoroughly. The military-industrial complex was involved. It was a military operation. I'm sure they worked with the mafia. The shooters were professional shooters. These were professional shots. And what this shows, since we can identify the headshots, one was here at the temple. The other one on the right-hand side the temporal bone right here, blew out the back of JFK's head. And that means there were two shooters from the front, one on the grassy knoll, maybe two in the grassy knoll. But with the windshield bullet that comes through, we analyzed there was on the south side of the grassy knoll, opposite the grassy knoll, there's a triple underpass and a railroad yard above it. Behind that concrete bridge was another shooter. The shot that hit JFK in the back of the head was low angle.
We believe that Oswald was up there firing a gun and he missed?
I doubt Oswald was firing anything.
Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back, folks. We're talking to Jerome Corsi. The book is The Final Analysis, The Assassination of John F. Kennedy. Don't go away. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their values and their exceptional service. They're an example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and it's why I am proud to partner with them. Starting today, Patriot Mobile is extending their Black Friday deal to the Every Friday Matters deal, and you can get a free smartphone when you switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, our veterans and first responders, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your existing phone, or for a limited time, get a free smartphone from Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code Friday76. Again, get a free smartphone with promo code Friday76. This is a limited time offer. Join me, make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Metaxas or call 972-PATRIOT. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Welcome back. We're talking to Jerome Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, about his brand new book on the JFK assassination called The Final Analysis. And this book, in some ways, seems to me to, you know, forgive the phrase, but to put the nail in the coffin of the idea that the Warren Commission and their report have anything to do with reality. So if that's true, though, again, we have to ask who was behind this. Roger Stone, who's been on this program talking about this, says that LBJ was centrally involved. Would you agree with that?
I think LBJ, I don't think he was one of the planners, but I think he knew about it and was agreed to it. I think he was enthusiastic about it.
That's pretty close to being one of the planners. Well, I mean, the idea that he's the vice president of the United States who's going to become the president if it happens.
And it was done in his favor. They wanted
So you believe he actually knew this was going to happen?
Yes, I do believe that.
Okay. So we've also had Johnny Russo on the program. And Johnny Russo says clearly the mafia was involved because Johnny Russo was involved with the mafia and with the kingpins and the mafia. He talks about somebody shooting from a manhole.
I don't think the angle is correct. And okay. But again, what we can tell from the skull x-rays is there's clear evidence of two frontal shots. You can see the evidence. We point this out in the book. What that means is this was a coup d'etat from the very beginning. It means the story about Oswald that was put out within moments of the assassination was a setup. Oswald was the patsy like he said he was.
Coup d'etat, literally and figuratively, I'm sorry to say. So you... When you talk to this David Mantic, I mean, you're getting really into the the forensic weeds here. This is just proving what has already been widely surmised by people who've studied this. But what you're saying is that he gives us the forensic proof. This
right.
is the scientific proof of what many have theorized.
That's right. This is like CSI, crime series analysis. But you're looking at the crime scene investigation.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is science. And when the x-rays show what the x-rays show, it is JFK's x-ray. The teeth match a premortem x-ray that JFK had of his skull that was in the Boston JFK Presidential Museum. It's his x-rays.
The x-rays are in the museum or the skull is in the museum?
No, the skull is gone, missing. The skull's buried, but again, the brain is missing. Brain was missing from almost the exact time.
Hang on a second. For a second, I thought you were talking about Joseph P. Biden. What do you mean, forgive me, this gets gruesome, what do you mean the brain is missing?
Well, that's another point we cover. The brain, JFK's brain disappeared. It's not in the evidence at the archives. It's gone.
We're not talking about a slow decline, as in the case of Joseph P.
No.
Biden. We're talking about disappeared instantly.
Evidence is gone. Massive amounts of evidence are gone in the Kennedy case. The three x-rays are themselves not the originals. They are duplicates. They were forged. But yet they are Kennedy's skull. They could not remove all the evidence. You see this big white patch, which is designed to take your attention away from the back of the head. As you can see in the skull, there was a Harper fragment blown out from the back of his head.
What is a Harper fragment?
It's a fragment that was a trapezoid-sized fragment that came from the back of JFK's head and was landing on the street. It was found, and it was identified.
It landed on the street in Dealey Plaza.
It was blown out of the back of his head and landed in the grass on the other side of the grassy knoll. It was found by someone. The Harper family found it.
That's why it's called a Harper fragment. Wouldn't you like to have a fragment of a president's corpse named after you? The Harper
fragment.
I can't get over this. I've never heard that before. It's horrific. I have to turn it into a joke. But so obviously, for that to have happened, there is no way that he was killed from behind. It had to be shots from the front.
In fact, one of the officers who was riding the motorcycle, a guy named Hargis, was on the immediate left behind JFK, was splattered by the blood, the brain matter, the tissue that came out of Jack Kennedy's head when this Harper fragment flew out of his head. And a gaping hole was in the back of his head. That was found at Parkland Hospital. All the doctors saw
What was found at Parkland Hospital?
A gaping hole in the back of JFK's head. The Parkland doctors went out within an hour of the assassination and did a press conference. And Jack Kennedy was shot from the front. These were entrance wounds.
So it's obvious to anyone when you look at that stuff. Okay, clearly he was shot from the front. Then somebody comes in and says, "Nope, you can't say that."
Right.
So did they retract it?
Well, by the time the airplane was flying to go back to Washington, when Jack Kennedy was dead, to start the autopsy, they had already put out that Lee Harvey Oswald was the assailant from behind, shooting from the sixth floor Texas School Book Depository. That was behind the limousine when that shot occurred, when all the shots occurred. So it had to have been hit in the back. Frontal shots mean there were multiple shooters, which means there was a conspiracy. It was a coup d'etat. The government at the highest levels began covering this up immediately. By the time the plane landed, the doctors at Bethesda had been given the instructions that all the wounds had to be in the back. As we document, if they actually got the JFK's body to the Bethesda morgue about an hour and a half before the autopsy started, and the two doctors doing the autopsy altered the wounds, and they badgered the doctors at Parkland, threatened that they would take away their medical certification if they didn't retract their story. So the cover-up from the highest levels of the government began immediately after the shooting, continued through the autopsy. At the autopsy, there were generals giving orders as to what the doctors can be done. We've documented all this in the book. But the key is this now explains the forensic evidence that we see. What you can't get by, and why Dr. Mantic is so critical in this whole thing, is because he studied the x-rays, did millimeter by millimeter examinations of the light coming through the x-rays. He's proved that they are forged x-rays, and he's identified where the shots came from, these two frontal shots. And the work has been corroborated by Dr. Michael Chesser. If you look in the book, you're going to see photographs and all the documentation we do to show you exactly how the shot through the forehead entered the brain. You can see the trace of the fragments of the bullet across the top of the head. It did not exit. You can see where the shot that hit him by the ear from the grassy knoll blew out the back of the head. You can see the part of the skull where the Harper fragment is missing. And you can see all the optical density measurements which verify that this is what happened to the head. Three shots hit Jack Kennedy's head, two from the front. And the x-rays tell the story.
I mean, this is it's unbelievable. I guess my question is, have we arrived at some kind of critical mass with regard to this conspiracy to kill the president of the United States? Because we've heard stuff over the years, and people just go, yeah. Again, for me, the headline, the news, is that we have had a deep state, an anti-American shadow government running America. The clearest example of it is the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
That's correct.
John F. Kennedy was murdered by people who didn't just hate him. They hated America. They wanted to control America the way tyrants do, the way the deep state does. They don't care about the will of the people. They don't care about we the people or the founding documents. For them, you're a sucker if you believe in that. They've been doing this since then until now. This is, kind of the inciting incident when we in the revelation of these dark powers. And most people we've lived our lives thinking, well, there's some stuff is hazy and sketchy, but you know what? Pretty much we can trust the government. Pretty much we can trust the New York Times. Pretty much. And then you realize, no. And it's horrifying. I mean, it's a horrifying thing. But this, to me, is the clear example that kicks off, all of this skepticism that we ought to have. Skepticism is a mild word for it. Contempt for people who are telling us to take this narrative and shut up. The election wasn't stolen. The virus was not manufactured in a lab. The vaccines are good for you. Shut up and take them. Shut up and take the Warren Commission's report. Don't question it. It is evil. And this, to me, warrants every American's attention, not just generally speaking, but this initial case where we can look at something where it is so dramatic and clear, and it's taken all this time.
The entire story about Lee Harvey Oswald has been a lie for 60 years. He did not probably fire a shot that day. He said he was a patsy. He was telling the truth. The x-ray analysis proves two shots from the front. You can see it very clearly, which means that the government was lying to us. Jack Kennedy was not going to go to war. He didn't go to war during the Cuban Missile Crisis. He back-channeled to Khrushchev. He had signed an executive order taking troops out of Vietnam. Lyndon Johnson had prepared to sign within hours of taking office a national security order reversing the order to pull out of Vietnam. There were billions of dollars going to be made going to war. Bell Helicopters was located in Fort Worth.
I'm pretty sure Liz Cheney was involved in this as well. When we come back, we're going to find out about Liz Cheney's involvement in the Kennedy assassination. It's the Eric Metaxas Show talking to Jerome Corsi. The book is The Final Analysis. I won't make it any other way. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. Think about it. They need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-385-0596 right now or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the ADF banner, MetaxasTalk.com. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to MetaxasTalk.com or call 855-385-0596 to make your best gift now. Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles, whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support. Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Welcome back. We are talking to the author of a staggering new book, The Final Analysis, The Assassination of John F. Kennedy, Jerome Corsi. You know, again, the horror to me is that the people who murdered this president have been operating for decades. And we look at the JFK assassination as a moment that, on some level, America lost its innocence. And that applies on a number of levels. I mean, the idea that these dark forces would take out a popular, elected, genuinely elected president of the United States is chilling. It's simply chilling. And I guess my question is, do you suppose that this, I said it earlier, will mount to be, you know, enough information to sort of push people into questioning the larger narrative of whether we can trust our own government?
That's why I wrote the book, exactly why I wrote the book. It's 564 pages. I wrote it with David Mantic to be very readable. It reads like almost a murder mystery thriller. Put the science in the back. All the science is there, but I make it easy to understand. Put it in common language so everybody can read this and understand what we're talking about. The point is the government at the highest levels killed Jack Kennedy, decided to kill him, take him out, the highest levels. And they lied about it from the very first minutes.
So who hated him? I mean, just to clarify for my audience, J. Edgar Hoover hated his guts.
I think the chief one was Alan Dulles. Alan Dulles probably was the one of the chief, like the consigliere behind the assassination.
And where was Alan Dulles at this point in history, 1963?
He had been fired from the CIA after the Bay of Pigs in 1962. I mean, after the Bay of Pigs, 1961, he was fired by Jack Kennedy for lying to Jack Kennedy about the Bay of Pigs.
How did he lie to Jack Kennedy?
Well, they told him many lies. He said that basically that these forces landing in the Bay of Pigs, who were supposed to be freedom fighters, had been trained by the CIA, and that they were going to succeed. They were not going to succeed. They were designed to fail. The plan was Jack Kennedy would be forced to send in the B-26s, and we would assist, and we'd be at war with Cuba. That's what the CIA wanted.
Why?
The military wanted to go to war with Russia. Joint Chiefs.
But obviously, you know, both sides had nuclear bombs, missiles.
Right.
Why would the Joint Chiefs of Staff, why would the head of the CIA want us to – why would they want to cause us to go to war with Russia?
Well, that had been the desire since Castro took over. And certainly the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the missiles were there, ramped up the military's enthusiasm. But the military was – for instance, Curtis LeMay was on the military at that time, the Joint Chiefs. One of the Joint Chiefs. He had firebombed Germany, created firestorms where all the oxygen was sucked out of cities like Dresden. People died of asphyxia as well as being burned to death. He firebombed Japan. He led the two droppings of the atomic bomb on Japan in World War II. And when it came to Cuban Missile Crisis, the Joint Chiefs wanted us to invade Cuba, even if it meant going to war with Russia. And they thought even if it went to a nuclear war, we had nuclear superiority at that time. Jack Kennedy wouldn't do it. He back-channeled with Khrushchev, and he settled it. He gave the speech at American University. He said, we've got to coexist in this world. We don't need to be going to war.
Okay, now that, you know, I could argue both sides of a lot of this stuff. In other words, that, you know, it seems to me, unfortunately, necessary for us to drop nuclear bombs
in
Japan.
I'm not arguing that.
No,
yeah.
But I'm saying that you can make these cases.
Yes.
And I could also make the case that for JFK to, you know, give a detente speech 10 years before the term is coined, you know, you say to coexist with what? With an evil empire that is, you know, torturing and murdering its citizens. So it's complicated. But
it's
the
complicated.
Point is that we have these.
The point is we don't have to argue that issue anymore.
Right.
We can talk about all kinds of reasons why this happened.
Right.
But what this book makes clear is that if the forensic evidence of the X-rays, if they were altered, and they are altered,
yeah.
It's indisputable,
yeah.
they're altered.
Yeah.
And if there's evidence of frontal shots, then it has to be explained. Why did the government do this? Why did the government kill the president? And it was a government plot because from the very beginning, every step of the way, the evidence that was in control of the government was altered to frame Oswald. They knew it was a lie. Oswald said it was a lie. And they shot Oswald to death before he had a chance, Jack Ruby did, before he had a chance to testify. All the evidence in this case was altered. The critical evidence was altered, starting with washing out the limousine at Parkland Hospital, which the Secret Service did.
Did they use bleach bit? Just kidding. but, I mean, that idea, as I hear this, the implication is that this had been planned long in advance. It's not like it sort of happened and now let's figure out how to do this.
This was a set plan, professionally executed, and, you know, with team shooting, where you had multiple shooters, probably one up by the railroad yard on the south side of the grassy knoll, others opposite.
And are these like mafia shooters?
Well, they're professional shooters. Some of them are mafia. One of the Corsican known shooters was found in Dallas that day and let go by our government. That's been fully documented in the record. These were professional shooters. It almost doesn't matter who they were.
Would it surprise you if they would try to put a bullet in the head of Donald Trump? I have to say, it would surprise me if they didn't try.
Well, Donald Trump has had a remarkable life and hope he's well protected. It should never happen. This Jack Kennedy case now, when you see the evidence that the lies were there, that all the only shot, official story that hit Jack Kennedy came from the back of his head, blew out the front of his head at a high angle. It's a lie. The X-rays don't end.
It's obvious to me that there are evil people out there, and we need to talk about them and expose them. We'll be right back talking to Jerome Corsi.
As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They're the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen size set for $59.98, king size just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98, king size $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, go to MyPillow.com. And use the promo code ERIC. Great bargains. MyPillow.com. Promo code ERIC.
Welcome back. We're talking to Jerome Corsi. The book is The Assassination of John F. Kennedy, The Final Analysis. This gets into the forensics. But I have to say that I will just accept all of this because it seems perfectly correct. But then the question becomes, who was doing this? Why did they do it? How have they been able to suppress it for 60 years? My goodness. I was in the stroller when this happened. It's 60 years. So we're talking about something that has never been able to break into the light of day. Well, there have been movies and things. It seems to me that a term that I first heard a few years ago, the deep state, was at work before we called it the deep state here in 1963, plotting and planning a level of high-handedness that is satanic, despicable. What ultimately were these people after? In other words, what was it about Kennedy that was so odious to them that they would put something like this together and the cover-up together?
There's kind of a progression here of what this book accomplishes. First, this book, Final Analysis, shows you that the X-rays were falsified. This is science. It's indisputable. Optical density measurements with the densitometer. There were two shots from the front. Then the book is really a CSI book, crime scene investigation, because it shows you how the Parkland doctors saw frontal shots, and they were bludgeoned, their careers threatened if they didn't change their testimony. Shows you how the issues were given when from Dallas, saying that it was Lee Harvey Oswald. By the time the airplane landed at Andrews Air Force Base on November 22, 1963, our doctors at Bethesda knew they had to alter the wounds.
When you're talking about all these people, like the people at Parkland had their careers threatened. So for the price of their careers, they threw the United States of America, everybody listening to my voice, they threw you under the bus for their careers. So they're bums. They had a price. The price was paid. We'll let you have your career. And they were willing to go along with this. And we're talking about all kinds of people that were willing to go along with lies because they cared more about their careers
Read the book and see how they were threatened, how extensively they were threatened. Yeah. You're dealing with a 30-year-old doctor who just finished medical school, who did the tracheotomy, Malcolm Perry. He had little kids. They were going to ruin his career. They're going to take away his certification.
Right.
He would have been left with no profession.
Yeah, well, 30 pieces of silver. I'm sorry to be unkind, but we're talking about the United States of America and the free West. The whole world depends on a 30-year-old doctor doing the right thing or doing the safe thing.
If he had that courage, it would have been a different history. But they started, JFK is dead. They're putting him in a casket. Earl Rose, who is one of the doctors at Parkland Hospital, there was no federal crime to shoot the president. It was a local crime. It was a murder. Dr. Rose had the legal authority to do the autopsy. The Secret Service, at gunpoint, put the body, Jack Kennedy's body, in the ceremonial casket and took it away to take it back to Washington. That was a direct violation of the law. They would not let that doctor do the autopsy. So from the amount of pressure that was put here is enormous. And
well, look, it's obviously complicated. I guess I want to go back. We have to have you back, but I still want to ask, so why did JFK present such a threat that they would go to these unbelievably dramatic lengths to murder him and to cover it up? What were they hoping to accomplish in the murder of this young president?
That's now where this discussion is going to go. Once it's clear that this was a coup d'etat, once it's clear, and this book makes it abundantly clear how the evidence was altered. We talk about the people. We have a discussion of how the casket, Jack Kennedy's body arrived at Bethesda in a steel shipping casket in a body bag. The doctors who were there and the Navy personnel who were attending the autopsy saw pre-autopsy surgery. Two FBI agents who attended the autopsy put in their 302 report that Dr. Hume had said here they'd had pre-autopsy surgery. You don't do pre-autopsy surgery. That's altering the wounds.
Well, so again, why is my question? What kind of a threat did he pose? What were they hoping to do by eliminating him?
I think the major thing, given Lyndon Johnson's actions, is the military wanted to go to war, and he was going to block them going to war in Vietnam. He'd already blocked them going to war in Cuba. Military wanted war. They wanted.
And LBJ said, "I'll play ball. I'll give you your war.
I'll give you your
dead Americans if you pay me and give me the power." So he was behind this. They were all behind this. This is as dark as it gets.
It's extremely dark because now that we have this book, and this is a game changer. This is a paradigm changer because no longer can anyone say that Lee Harvey Oswald was the killer. It's not supported by the forensic analysis of the X-rays. They tell a different story. Once we start there, now we've got a whole different narrative that has to be built. And that narrative says that the deep state has been running the United States of America for 60 years. And the deep state includes the CIA, includes the Pentagon and the military-industrial complex that loves war. We're still doing wars. It includes the intelligence agencies working with the press to control the story and have an official narrative, be the only one supported. There's a CIA memo in here that we have in this book. 1967, the CIA officially, internally said, anyone who dares question the Warren Report, we are going to destroy them. And they have a whole agenda there as to how they're going to destroy
them. And the New York Times never questioned the Warren Report, or did they?
They did not.
The New York Times did not.
They did not.
Because they're always preening, Daniel Ellsberg. They're all heroes. Watergate. But they didn't question the Warren Report.
They did not question the Warren Report. No, they did not. And neither did
the Washington Post.
None of them did. Our mainstream media went along with the government narrative, and they were pressured by the CIA to do it. And also the Justice Department, because there was no serious investigation of the crime. They all just said, Oswald did it, so therefore we have to close the book. They wanted to close the investigation. They did not want it investigated because they didn't want their culpability, the government culpability, the CIA, military-industrial complex, the press working together, same combination we've got today, with the Justice Department saying, oh, we don't worry about this crime. We've got Lee Harvey Oswald. That's the official story. How could the Warren Report be wrong?
And RFK Jr. Has been talking in the last year or so that he believes that these same forces that we're talking about, in fact, killed his uncle and killed his father.
Well, I've spoken with RFK Jr. about this book. He knows it. He has a copy of it. And what he did is he thanked me for the scholars and the researchers, all of us who have worked for decades to tell the truth about his father and his uncle. That's what Robert Kennedy Jr. said to me. I thought it was very gracious. I told him I did not want him to endorse the book. He was not involved in writing the book, but we showed it to him as a courtesy so he would know what was in advance.
We'll be right back. Final segment talking about The Final Analysis by Jerome Corsi.
Never seeing no one nice again.
Final segment here on the Eric Metaxas Show with the author of The Final Analysis, Jerome Corsi. We've got to have you back because there's so much to this, and the implications are practically infinite. It's just unbelievable that we're talking 60 years after the fact about this. It's a staggering thing that it could be so long and that we could finally maybe now be waking up to the reality that's been there all along that most of us have, let's be honest, wanted to deny because it's too painful to think that your own government in the greatest country in the history of the world could be capable of this.
Yeah, it means we're living in the movie The Truman Show. The government's really architected the entire script.
Yeah.
They learned how to do these shocking incidents which then reframe everyone. It's a psychological operation. They control the narrative. And you can see the pattern. And where it goes from here is that once people's minds are opened to the fact that JFK was killed in a government-orchestrated, highest level of government coup d'etat, they intended to kill the president to replace him, the government. Okay, so once that's known, and the government lied, now the mind goes to what else has the government lied about? We begin to question all of these different dramatic events in history.
Yes, and, that's right.
And a government that lies, I start out the book by saying government lies is unfit to rule.
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, we established that in 1776. I think the question to my mind is, does Trump represent the same kind of a threat that JFK did? And is this why, and I could answer my own question, yes, this is why the deep state, the CIA, the FBI, everyone is out to get him and those that would support him and is doing everything they can, knocking down the doors of innocent people, dragging them off to jail in leg irons, so that he can't come in and do what JFK hoped to do and didn't get to do.
Well, JFK said he was going to break up the CIA into 1,000 different pieces, and he didn't do it. That was a mistake. Should have just done it. But see, what is happening right now in your mind, and I see it, because this is the natural progression. Once you understand that these negatives of the x-rays show that Jack Kennedy was shot twice from the front, and then the x-rays in the archives are faked forgeries, intentionally done by the government, they say, okay, what else have we been lied about? And suddenly all of these narratives, you can see the threat that Donald Trump is. You can see the same forces, the CIA, working together with the military who hate him, working together with the Department of Justice who won't indict Biden, protecting the corruption. Wars going on in Ukraine, wars going on in the Middle East, wars going on in Afghanistan, military-industrial complex making a huge amount of money. All of these things, getting rid of a president who might stand in the way of that agenda. And so if the CIA, the military-industrial complex, with the complicity of the mainstream media, I mean, the New York Times, the Washington Post, NBC, ABC, CBS, whole bunch of them, lying to us, not investigating, you could see the power of the psychological operations that the CIA is capable of running with these dramatic black swan events. As General Flynn is saying, expect another black swan event on the 2024 election.
Yeah.
Now this book showing that, in fact, Kennedy was assassinated by a coup d'etat makes General Flynn's comments credible.
Well, look, I think that they will try to kill Trump. They will fail. They will fail. I believe God's hand of protection is on this president for God's purposes in this country and in the world. We're living through crazy times. This book is vital. We want to have you back to talk about it more because the implications, again, are practically infinite. David Mantic, co-author with Jerome Corsi, who has been my guest. The book is The Final Analysis, The Assassination of JFK, The Final Analysis. Jerome Corsi, thank you.
My great pleasure. Thank you, Eric.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.